Unit 15. Dr. Stefan, a professional astrophysicist, usually spends his time thinking about such things as stars, extrasolar planets, dark matter, and cosmology. However, after waiting in a particularly long line to board a flight, his frustration grew as he watched the passengers in front of him slowly board the plane. "We had to hurry up, wait in line, have our tickets checked, walk down to the aircraft, wait in another line, and then sit down. At the time, I thought to myself, I've got to be able to do something about this," he said. From this experience, he became interested in the process of getting people onto planes. Using a mathematical technique familiar to him from his job, he was able to do a computer simulation and find what looked like the best method. According to Dr. Stefan, two things bog down the boarding process. The first is that passengers are often forced to wait in the aisle while those ahead of them stow their luggage and then get out of the way. The second is that passengers already seated in aisle or middle seats often have to get up and move into the aisle in order to let others take seats nearer the window. Dr. Stefan's proposal minimizes the former type of disturbance and eliminates the latter. In Dr. Stefan's method, passengers are boarded by seat type, i.e., window, middle, or aisle, and neighbors in the boarding line are seated in alternating rows. First, the window seats for every other row on one side of the plane are boarded. Next, alternate rows of window seats on the opposite side are boarded. Then, the window seats in the skipped rows are filled in on one side, then the other. The procedure then repeats with the middle seats and the aisles. By boarding alternate rows in this way, passengers are spaced far enough apart along the aisle to stow their luggage in parallel, all at the same time. Because passengers in the same seat types board together, they do not have to step over each other to take their seats. Ideally, all the passengers that are inside the aircraft are either seated or stowing their luggage with none of them waiting. Although the airline industry has shown no interest in this method so far, by Dr. Stefan's calculations, airlines have a pretty strong incentive to adopt it. Previous studies have shown that every minute a plane spends at the terminal costs $30. Assuming the average airline runs 1,500 flights a day, saving as little as 6 minutes per flight would add up to $100 million a year. For hard-pressed airlines running on thin margins, that really would be astronomical.